When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It floats left.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And the Jets win it in overtime.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And the Yankees walk off into the postseason.
Well, is it long enough? Is it long enough? It's no good. It hit the upright. It's no good.
I tried not to predict what was going to happen and how it feel. And had a few emotional moments this week just thinking about all the people that have really meant so much to me.
The Rich Eisen Show. Still to come. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, plus Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa. And now it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. So much to discuss still to come on this program. Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs about to call in tonight, Monday Night Football, the Week 4 finale, right here just up the road from us at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. We had Max Crosby on Friday's program. He's the one that will be going to hunt down Justin Herbert and the rest and trying to disrupt the rest of that Los Angeles Chargers offense. And the guy that's supposed to be doing that for the Chargers tonight on Derek Carr, who coming into this week was the top passer in the National Football League for the undefeated Las Vegas Raiders. Joey Bosa is going to be joining us on the program. I Zoomed with him over the weekend. Those are words I've never said before. I Zoomed with Joey Bosa over the weekend. And we'll play the contents of that conversation with you coming up. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial your phone calls. Overreaction Monday is one of our favorite segments. It's a popular segment. And I could see that a lot of folks who consume this program on YouTube, youtube.com/RichEisenShow, they dig it. So that's coming up here on the program because, you know, even though we don't think we're hot takers, we think we have nuanced opinions. Chris, you will try and get me into those knee-jerk overreaction moments.
Yeah.
You know? So.
That's what I do, Rich.
I appreciate that. Joining us here is one of our favorites, fresh off of a win in Philadelphia where his brother plays football. And joining us a day before his birthday is none other than Pro Bowler Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Travis?
Rich, you know everything, man. How do you know my birthday?
Well, Travis, I have a good...
You remember when I was born?
You know what? I was there, and boy, it was incredible. I was at your bris, Travis. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Dad?
I don't know if you're aware of that back in the day. Hey, so listen, what was it like this weekend with your brother in Philadelphia, the Kelce Palooza? A lot of people kind of missed about all that. How was that for you?
Man, it was so much fun. I was fortunate enough to go and see my my brother, my mom, dad. We had a good retirement party for my mom, 45 plus years in the banking world, and she finally hung the boots up and is happily retired, and I'm so happy for her to, you know, join that new part of life. And
that's so cool.
Outside of that, you know, it's just getting another win, 3-0 against Jason.
When do you break that out, that information out? Like when does that card ever get played by Travis on Jason Kelce? Travis.
You know what? It'll probably be instinctual. I don't know. I don't know when it will come into play. Maybe a couple of years down the line when we're both done playing football. Just to give him a nice reminder that he never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, that's good because, you know, barring a Super Bowl appearance one against the other, it'll be another 4 years till you guys have at it. And here's just one thing. I'm just throwing this out here. Because, you know, the popularity of the Manning cast that's going on right now, I think they're off this week, Peyton and Eli, for their Monday Night Football games. A lot of people are wondering who could do that. What about a Kelce cast? That is something I would watch, Travis.
Man,
what do you think of that
idea? I think Jason is, if he ever actually wanted to get into anything on camera, I think he would kill it. He would absolutely absolutely kill it. And I don't know what's next for him once football is over, or myself in that regard. But I think we would have a whole lot of fun with it. That's for sure. There's been plenty of those conversations going on just as we sit down and watch, you know, football throughout our years. So I think it would be very natural. And it's definitely, I mean, I don't know if we could do it better than the Mannings. They're pretty dang on entertaining, if you ask me. I've been enjoying every Monday night since they've been on.
Yeah, I know. And then the thing that I really enjoy is, like, you know, bad football, they just can't handle it. They don't like, they can't take it. They just, or just, you know, decisions that are head scratchers. Is that what it's like when you and your brother are watching football too? Is that what that's like?
It's more so point out the silly stuff. And and I mean, if you see something, I'm not a downer. I'm not going to tell anybody they're a scrub. You know, I'm telling them, you know, might have to play a little better next time. Might have to, you know, figure it out a different way. But I'm never just going to call out and say something's bad ball. You just got to be better, man. I think that's kind of along the lines that we would go. But Jason's he's not shy to call it how it is. So he might be more of like Peyton and Eli in that regard.
Travis Kelce here on the Rich Eisen Show. It was your third year in the league, 2015, the last time the Chiefs took the field as a sub-500 team, as you did Sunday in Philadelphia. How did you guys handle the week of, I'm sure, you know, everybody says that they try to keep the negativity out of the building, but the conversation of, well, maybe the Chiefs have been figured out. Maybe this is a team that is ripe for finally being taken down in the AFC after winning the conference the last 2 years. How did that conversation sit from the outside world in your building, Travis?
Yeah, I think for the most part, we have a great leadership, you know, and starts with Coach Reed presenting us with a challenge on Tuesday to make sure that we're all focused and we're not, you know, falling astray. We're staying locked in with the goal at hand. And this past week was the Philadelphia Eagles, and finding a way to, you know, make ourselves come out with a win on Sunday. And it's just throughout the work week. And I think, you know, a lot of guys, it matters to them in the building. And that's the biggest thing, is that when you got the guys where that it matters to them, they want to come in and fix the problems. It keeps a good momentum. It keeps a good chemistry going on in the building that we're working towards a goal at hand. And that's all we did. And sure enough, we practiced our tails off. Last week, I felt like I had probably two or three training camp practices. I mean, I was out there drenched in sweat, just trying to get the work in, and I know everybody else was. And that's just the mentality that you have to have. You can't panic. You can't let things, you know, get out of hand. You have to make sure that, you know. And plus, if you look at the film, the first couple of weeks, it was a lot of mistakes done by us. You know, teams. I mean, granted, hats off to Baltimore and Los Angeles for getting the wins. I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from that, but there was turnovers, right? And then little stuff like drop passes and not getting open in routes. So things that we could clean up that could help us win were the deciding factors in my mind.
Well, again, I know you're not in their meeting rooms, but they are your teammates. The defense in particular has been the ones, you know, it's not just the turnovers of those two losses. It was the defense being susceptible. How have they handled the challenge so far on that front, Travis?
I mean, they're just coming. They're fighting. They're fighting. It's not effort. The teams we played have had good schemes, and we got to find ways to make the big plays when the opportunity presents itself. And I know those guys are going to keep fighting. They're going to keep figuring things out. Spags is over the years has been known for gradually getting better throughout the season, understanding his pieces more and more. And I'm sure that, you know, we have great leadership, like I said, both on offense and defense and just in the building. So I know things are going to, you know, keep getting better on both sides of the ball, knowing that, you know, we weren't perfect as an offense this Sunday either.
Travis Kelce, three-time All-Pro tight end, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, Mercedes-Benz Vans Hotline. How's Coach? How's he doing? I mean, what can you tell me?
He's fired up, man. He just became the first coach in NFL history to get 100 wins for two franchises.
That's right.
And that's a feat that, I mean, I don't know. I can barely even fathom that, man. He's just he's good, though. Health-wise, he came into the building, like I said, on Tuesday and presented us with a challenge and let everybody know that He was doing just fine, and things were back to normal.
What do you mean he presented you with?
That's where we're at.
What do you mean he presented you with a challenge? What did he say? What can you tell me?
So every single week, we have a new challenge at stake, a new team. He watches the film from last week, some sort of review. He'll talk to us about review of last week, and then he'll talk to us where we're going moving forward and how we're going to attack the team that we have coming up.
Okay. Team coming up is the Buffalo Bills. You know, they're definitely gunning for you, and that's a very famous photograph from last year's AFC Championship game post-game celebration for you with Stephon Diggs standing on the field there. I don't know if you saw that photograph. He was standing on the field there watching you guys celebrate. So you know they're balling that thing up, ready to come hit you in week number five in front of the whole country Sunday night. So what's your two cents on that defense that seems to be boat racing opponents right now, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're playing pretty stellar and lights out right now on offense over there in Buffalo. Stephon Diggs, I mean, I can put myself in those shoes, losing an AFC championship game. That's not easy stuff to see someone else get a trip to the Super Bowl. I've been in those shoes before, and I know how motivated it can make you. So we know we're going to get their best shot. I mean, there's a great football team, and I think Sunday night's going to be one heck of a fight.
It's going to be. I know that, man. No question. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Did you watch last night's? Were you home in time to watch Brady and Belichick go against each other? Which literally, I think
I was. So, I was. And honestly, it was pretty entertaining to see him duke it out. And then, of course, it had to be New England weather right on the spot. And make it even more an intriguing game, and I think that that's what it's all about, is, you know, finding ways to win in those tough situations like Tom Brady did last night.
So did you? I mean,
I don't know why, but I was kind of rooting for Tom last night. I don't know what it was. I don't know why. I think it was just like I don't know. I was more intrigued in seeing him win than Belichick.
Is that, you know, it's called Stockholm syndrome when you root for your captors, Travis. That's what it. That's, you know, to get too, you know, deep on you.
Syndrome. This Dang, damn it.
You know,
it keeps diagnosing me with these things.
I think that's what that sounds like. Yeah, but I'm wondering why. Like, I feel like this is like a, you know, a therapy session. Why were you rooting for Tom over the Patriots? Do you think, Travis?
Honestly, I think it's more so because of the experiences my family's had with the New England fans, that I just have New England's a dark place in my mind. So I don't know, and it's not to say anything about the players over there, because I actually, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, mm-hmm. I mean, you name it, those guys, Mac Jones, three great guys right there that I root for. Mm-hmm. But there's something about the Patriots that's just gloomy, and mm-hmm. I don't know.
I hear you. And so what did you see? Just, you know, before I let you go here, what did you see that Belichick and the defense was dialing up, Travis? Did you see any, like, when you're watching, did you see what was potentially giving Tom fits in a way? Because that was phenomenal. I mean, the thing that I was really, you know, taken aback by is obviously the conversations that you have with your coaches, and that what Patrick Mahomes must have with Reed. You know, everybody knows each other. You know each other. You know your likes. Yeah. You know your dislikes. I cannot imagine what 20 years of those conversations between Belichick and Brady was like. And that could be a Rolodex for Bill to try and create a game plan against Tom. I'm wondering what you, a top-notch player in NFL history, which you are, would think about something like that.
That's what made it fun. That's what made it fun to watch. It was like we were watching the ultimate chess match whenever the Bucks were on the field, and it was like we were watching just two guys go at it. It wasn't like it was like an 11-on-11 game, you know. And that, I just think that was kind of a cool aspect of football. I don't think that anyone's ever had this type of opportunity 20 years later to play against their old coach, and especially for winning as many championships as they did and all the success that they had. So I think it's without a doubt, a very unique situation that kind of made the game feel a little bit different than it usually does.
How's the beard growing back, most importantly, Travis? Are you growing it back?
I'm keeping it right at like a 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock shadow right now.
Okay.
Still see a little bit of the cheek and the chin.
Okay.
But, you know, not looking just you know, like a thumb out here.
What's,
you know?
What's, what's the game plan, though? Is there a long-term plan, or is this just a day-to-day, a week-to-week?
Keep it right here at about a half. Mm-hmm. Not a one, not a two, but a half.
Okay.
Keep it right here.
Got it.
And ride it out. And yeah, we'll see what happens when it, as it gets colder out.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on all that. And again, my two sons, Xander and Cooper, owners of the Joey Special and two Kelsey for Comfort, are rooting for you. You are the featured player on both their fantasy teams, Travis. So. Your name is.
I'll pick up my slack this week.
No,
I'll
mean, get back in, it's okay, Travis. You can't. I mean, Travis. You know. Obviously, Tyreek had the week. Oh, and I guess last one for you. The word is that Josh Gordon looks so terrific. We might actually see him shortly for the Chiefs. How does he look to you, Travis Kelce?
Man, he looks athletic, fast, strong. I mean, everything that you can imagine him him being when he walked in. He came in shape. Last week, I know the coaches. Mike Kafka, our quarterback coach, was really working on him on certain routes to make sure he understands the offense a little bit better and the timing of it. And I mean, when he runs routes, man, it's like I don't know what I'm watching something I've never seen before. It's like poetry in motion, man. He's such a fluent athlete, and he just came in with the right mentality. It's fun. It's fun having him in the building, and hopefully we can use his abilities sooner than later.
So he didn't you know come in with all the honey buns is what you're saying. He's rocked up.
Oh man, just a hard working fun guy. He's having fun in the locker room, gelling with everybody.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't see it going any other way, man.
Oh man. That would be an addition. Let's just put it that way. That's just one way to put it. That would be quite something. He shows up and you know, he's one to root for, obviously. You know,
it's
he's
exciting.
Had,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So appreciate the time. Thanks very much, Travis. Always great to catch up with you. Really appreciate it.
As always, Rich. You know it.
Right back at you. I do not take it for granted. That's Travis Kelce calling in after a win in Philadelphia. Kelce Palooza, mom had a retirement party. He's got the win. Back to 500. Didn't even mention that in my fourth down. Last week, I said the Chiefs lose only one more game rest of the year.
One for one.
One for one.
One for one.
12 more to go. 12 more to go.
Is Travis off?
Or actually, what's 13 more to go? Oh, yeah, yeah.
We might be able to score on that defense, though. That's the problem.
I hear you, man. He's right. Spags does get tighter as the year goes on. Dude, if Josh Gordon can play like the Josh Gordon that was in, what would you say, Cleveland, right?
8 years ago, you mean?
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I know. I understand. I think the physical attributes are not the concern, obviously. But if everything else is right and this is good and he's got the support system and he's got the support of his teammates and he's got everything just focused on playing football and doing what he needs to do on the field. Could you imagine if you've got an issue making sure that Kelsey's handled over the middle of the field and Tyreek Hill is handled from sideline to sideline and from end zone to end zone? If you've got your problems on that, again, they're vertical, they're horizontal, they're everything. And Josh Gordon is giving you another physical problem? Oh, my gosh. The defense won't matter. Give up 24. Doesn't matter. As long as they don't turn the ball over, they're not losing. Go for it. Go for it. And it's Buffalo that's got to go an arrow at.
That's going to be such an awesome
Sunday
game.
Night football, brother.
Goodness gracious.
For week 5. Let's take a break. We'll be back with Overreaction Monday and your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show, Peacock, SiriusXM, Odyssey, as well as this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate. If you're listening to us on our podcast, we greatly appreciate that. The Cumulus Podcast Network is how you can get us on demand every single day to download our podcast. Also, my Just Getting Started podcast has been, I've gotten some texts and some people saying that they're listening to it and appreciating it, which I like a lot because, you know, I take the time to do it. And it's a fun conversation about career origin stories of my guests, how they got started and why they got started and why they're still being able to stay successful. And this 10-part series that I'm doing, season two, just launched back in September with Voices of the NFL. And Al Michaels was the first guest, Joe Buck, followed by Aaron Andrews and Michael Strahan. And this week it's going to be Kevin Harlan, the voice of Monday Night Football. He and Kurt will have the call tonight between the Raiders and the Chargers up the road in SoFi Stadium. And Joey Bosa is going to join us in hour number three of this program prior to the Raiders and Chargers tonight. So that's all sorts of good stuff. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. Christopher, I'm going to turn to you and to give you the opportunity to call somebody out because, again, I don't know where my glasses are and I cannot read the call screen. I'm a 52-year-old.
You want to go phone call here?
Yeah, go phone call. Then we'll do overreaction Monday.
All right, so let's go Nathan in L.A., line two.
How you been, Nathan? Good to have you back, sir.
Good to talk to you again. What's going on? How's it going, guys?
I don't have my glasses, Nathan, but other than that, I'm still muddling through this program. What else you got?
Yeah. You can see enough. But anyway, so my question or my something I'm struck by within the first 4 weeks, and I'm going to give it as an overreaction statement. There are at least four teams in the NFC that are better than any AFC team.
You're out of your mind. You're crazy. That's an overreaction.
A prompt
denial.
Dude,
we just hung up with, I mean, what's with the Kansas City distaste? I mean, you
can't stop anybody.
Oh, did he just hang? Did you hang up on him?
No, that's he dropped off.
Oh, no. Did I piss him off? Just saying, I'm out. Because I was going to ask him, tell me the four teams that you think are better than the Kansas City
Chiefs.
Call
back, Nate.
There's not four quarterbacks in the NFC that are better than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but that's different.
But this is a quarterback-driven league, and as long as the Chiefs' defense gives up, 28 a game, which is what appears to be the case right now, and the Chiefs don't turn the ball over offensively, and you just heard the future first ballot Hall of Famer, which Travis Kelce's going to be, call into the show with Tyreek Hill doing what he did yesterday, almost 200 yards receiving from him, and Josh Gordon looking as terrific as he looks, apparently coming back, and you add him to the mix, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire stays healthy and doesn't fumble the ball. Good luck. Come on. Four teams better than the Chiefs in the NFC? Are you buying that? I know you love your Cowboys, and we're going to see those two on a field in Kansas City in the Lamar Hunt Bowl coming up, right?
Indeed.
And, you know, Tampa, obviously, is a team that you have to put
in
that
Chiefs
mix.
The Chiefs aren't the best team in the AFC.
Well, we'll find out Sunday night, won't we? Because I'm sure you're throwing the Bills in there.
I would throw the Bills in there.
And I know they already lost to the Ravens, which is an interesting tiebreak that lurks for January.
Ravens up there. Two teams playing tonight up there.
Look, Rich, the Cowboys were just...
So can we do this then? Can we do this? Chiefs versus the field? You're going to take the field?
In the AFC?
Yeah.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You'll take the field.
Yeah, I would do that, too.
You'll take the field.
Brockman is numbers-driven.
You'll take the field. You'll take the field.
I
chose the Chiefs prior to the season to make it again.
My Super Bowl pick was the Bills, so I guess I would
Bills too,
take,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I took the Chiefs, but they don't...
Don't even make it a poll question, because I know I'm in the minority. Well, you need to throw it out
too
there.
Too late. It's already out.
Well, I mean, I think that's going to lose, 80-20.
Who's going to lose?
The Chiefs will lose. Like, the field will win that 80-20.
Speaking for the Cowboys, though,
but I'll take the Chiefs.
That's week 11. That's way down the line. Right now, we're on to the Giants. That's where our focus is.
And how about that Giants win against the Saints?
Yeah, come on.
Let's not talk about
where did that one come
from? I mean,
where did that come from? Lots of talk about Sean Payton not having the team in best position to win yesterday. It's fascinating how things turned.
How does Jameis throw up no passes from midway through the third quarter till midway through the fourth quarter? How is that best helping your football team win games?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I know that people think there's way too much Taysom Hill.
Way too much.
And it's just, look, I'll say this. There are two teams in the NFL whose first month of the season have been way beyond what any team would have to normally deal with and be prepared to deal with. Honestly, there's two of them, and neither of them are below 500 right now. Okay, neither of them are. Saints are 2-2, and the Baltimore Ravens are 3-1. The Ravens lost anybody who can run the football. They went shopping for running backs before week one. So much so that they bought up the entire store that the 49ers are standing outside of pounding on the glass saying, let me in. You got any more left? I mean, they lost all of their running backs and Marcus Peters. And they had to go on the road to kick things off in Vegas and be the first team in that building with fans. And that couldn't have been an easy assignment. And they almost won that one in that crazy, crazy, crazy ass week one overtime loss. And they haven't lost since. And they beat the Chiefs for the first time. And they went to Denver yesterday and won that one. And I know they needed a 66-yarder that a lot of Lions fans think should have been a 71-yarder because it was a delay of game. Right. And I know that they needed that one and pulled that one out of their orifice in Detroit. But when I see the numbers 3-1 on the screen, as I'm seeing on our Peacock feed right now, I don't see that photograph.
All that matters.
They're 3-1, and they went into Denver yesterday, and I thought Denver at 3-0 with the defense being the way that they are, and I know Teddy Bridgewater left with a concussion, and then Drew Locke's got to get thrown out there, and you could see why Bridgewater got the gig over Drew Locke. It ain't easy to be thrown into a game against a defense like Baltimore, but Marquise Brown up top, Lamar Jackson, Latavius Murray, the rest of the running backs there, Le'Veon Bell was now active for the first time. They're 3-1, man. And nobody thought that they could do that. And so the Saints, I know that they were home with fans for the first time since 2019, which is what I thought would immediately give them the win against the winless Giants team. Kamara ran it 120 yards, but he never got it in the end zone. Taysom Hill ran it in twice, and I'm sure Alvin Kamara fantasy owners are like, and we all know Sean Payton knows the phrase vulturing because we taught it to him.
Indeed.
We taught it to him. But Daniel Jones, Daniel Dimes was playing some football, and Saquon looked like what Saquon could do. Passing game,
Saquon looked
running
good.
Game.
Yeah. Good. 400 yards for Danny Dimes.
Yes, sir. But that was the head scratcher. That said, I thought the Saints could easily be 0-4. Once again, a hurricane displaces them. They wind up in Texas. Their home game's in Jacksonville. They play the Packers, and they crushed them. And they made Mac Jones look silly in a way that the Bucs could not. that you lose a division game on the road, which happens. Yesterday was the first head scratcher.
Yeah.
Certainly since they were back home. Now they got to figure out the Rubik's Cube that is Taylor Heinicke in a pretty darn big Week 5 game before a bye week. After which, we assume, at Seattle, the Monday nighter, we'll see Can't Guard Mike back in the mix. And then the offense should look totally different, and we'll see what happens then. And if they're 3-2 or even 2-3 going into that bye, a ton of road left for the Saints. A ton of road left for the Saints to figure something out.
But that's a really tough schedule in the middle of the season.
I get it. I understand.
Dallas, Tampa,
everybody's
Buffalo.
Got a tough. It's the NFL, man. Tough schedule for everybody. You ready for overreaction Monday?
I mean, I
know.
I've been ready.
You okay, let's it. Do it. Let's hit it. Yeah, let's hit it. Overreaction.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher. What do
all
you
right, a little about? Stat to start off overreaction Monday, guys. This team is just the fifth team in NFL history to score 30 points and put up 400 yards of offense in each of their first four games and win them all. Each of the previous four teams made it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
So the Arizona Cardinals should be the Super Bowl favorite at this point.
I'll say it just merely because it is a long road to go right now. And there is still TB12 lurking out there. And because the NFC West just showed you how flat out unpredictable it all can be, I will go out and say this is an overreaction right now. A favorite to win the Super Bowl? They may do it, and they may be the team to do it. I'll just call that an overreaction for the moment and need to see a little bit more than just the first four games, but they have been terrific. Terrific.
I mean, transitive property. They beat the team that beat the team that was the Super Bowl favorite.
Understand. I get it. I mean, but if you'd asked me last week, the Rams are the favorites to win the Super Bowl, I would have said that's an overreaction also.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Shout out Field DH for the stat. All right, guys. Next up, we saw it last night in New England. Mac Jones is the best quarterback of this rookie class.
I will say that's an overreaction. I will say that. Let's see what Trey Lance looks like moving forward. Let's see what he looks like with the ones for a full week. Let's see what he looks like when the game plan is for him. As you know, Kyle Shanahan said the game plan wasn't for him yesterday, and he still had a couple touchdowns, and he still was a problem trying to stop when he was running it. Let's see what Trey Lance looks like when he gets the full Monty. So I'll say it's an overreaction, but what he has done so far, which is absorbing the playbook that is placed in front of him and accepting the coaching to make him feel as comfortable as possible and for him to make sure that he plays boring, to use the Jets phrase, and he makes as few mistakes as possible and does his job, to do the Belichick phrase. Mac Jones, he's the freshest one out of the box. But I want to see Trey Lance first before I crown him, to use the Dennis Green phrase. What's next?
We saw Big Ben yesterday, and it was again not good. The Steelers should trade for Deshaun Watson.
Wow. Throw their hat in the Deshaun Watson ring.
Big Ben's not going to finish the year. It's not. It's going very, very poorly.
Wow. By the way, getting ready to heat up. You know, I've got...
Well, Glazer was saying...
Glazer's saying keep an eye on it, and you're hearing that a lot from the news and information people who aren't willing to put out there what sources are saying.
But
enough buzz is talking.
Enough buzz is talking
to give the... You know, that's what you do. You throw something out there so when it happens, like, I told you a few weeks ago. All right, so... I just don't think it's practical. Like, that's such an un-Steelers-like move for them. Like, and I know they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick a couple of years ago,
right,
which was an un-Steelers-like move. Like, the Steelers, whenever I've done enough drafts, I've done all the drafts since 2006, and I have NFL research provide me a card, and a card, just like this one I'm holding up, the Rich Eisen Show card. It says NFL Network on the back. It's an index card. I would say it's about, what, 5x8? Is it, these are 5x8s?
I think.
And I get on a card, 5x8 of their entire draft haul going into a draft. And some teams, you know, their first pick, like, say, Houston this year, was a third rounder because they've traded a bunch away. The Steelers, year in, year out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it. They get 7 draft choices, and that's what they have going in. I don't know. Will they give up ones all throughout the future?
For Deshaun Watson?
I don't know. With the baggage and everything. So I'll say that's an overreaction because they just won't do it.
They should do it.
I think that would be an interesting way. Or you sit back and hope Aaron Rodgers chooses you. Wouldn't that be the spot? Yeah. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, so Gary in Buffalo is on the line right now about the Bills not getting any respect. Gary, 1 second. The Bills are the best team in the AFC.
No, I agree.
I'm sticking with the Chiefs.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. I'll stick with him.
All right, Rich.
I'll stick with him. Because, again, who's running the football when it all comes down to it?
Who cares?
Right. Who cares how many points the Chiefs defense is giving up right now?
I think big difference between the Chiefs who can run the ball and stopping someone.
The Chiefs offense is more unstoppable than the Bills offense. When the Mandalorian's playing out of his head, the Mandalorian quarterback's playing out of his head, they can really move the ball down the field. But I would put... You know, I would put Mahomes and Tyreek. Who would you take, Josh Allen and Diggs or Mahomes and Hill?
Oh, man.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, I was choosing my favorite
okay,
kid.
Okay, who do you take? Who do you take, Mahomes and Kelsey or Allen and Dawson Knox?
Look,
who do you take, Clyde Edwards-Helaire
or
Singletary and Moss whenever he's, you know, that's what I'm saying. But the sum of the parts can look terrific.
Yeah.
And the defense, we will see what this defense can do to the Chiefs offense. And let's see what happens when we have toe meatball Sunday night. For the moment, I'm sticking with the team that I said will repeat as an AFC championship representative in the Super Bowl. Back to back to back. That's where I'm going.
Another stat courtesy of Trey Wingo. The Bills are the third team since 1972 with 2 shutouts in the first 4 games. The other two teams, Rich, the 91 Washington football team and the 2000 Ravens. You know what they have in common?
They won the Super Bowl.
They both won the Super Bowl.
Got it.
So Cardinals, Bills, Super Bowl, write it down.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Davis Mills and Jacoby Brissett coming in the middle of a game.
Shutout.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, right.
0 points. They
got
scored
it.
Zero.
I understand that.
It's 0 points.
I got it.
Got it. If Jimmy G misses any time, he is not getting his job.
That's
back.
Correct. Spot on. Target. Bingo.
Poor Jimmy.
Bingo. Spot on. And Jimmy G in his post-game press conference yesterday just looked crestfallen. Saying, we'll see what an MRI reveals today. Hope it doesn't go into the Achilles. I can't believe we're doing this again. And I totally feel for him because he knows. He knows. And we all know. This kid's going to get in with the ones. And we will see. Yeah, this is what Jimmy G had to say, actually. Roll it, please.
What happened in the first series? I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. Tweaked the calf. It hurt initially. I thought I could keep trying to go, and it just kept getting worse and worse. In between series, I could feel it tightening up and everything. Thought I could gut it out. I tried to for the first half, but yeah, it's just tough, man. I don't know. Been in the situation too many times, and it's getting real old, you know, so it's just one of those things that part of the business, though.
I feel for him. And the same thing, too. I don't understand why we're talking about, hey, it's still Andy Dalton's job. The kids aren't going to get better unless they get the practice time to get better. And to get practice time to get better, you got to start. Because you don't get the practice time to get better when you're the backup. And we already have seen how much better Trevor Lawrence looks. And we saw Zach Wilson begin to put it together. and you see what Mac Jones has looked like, the writing is on the wall. You got one more over there, Chris?
I had one more. It's about the Chiefs, Rich. Their defense is going to keep them from reaching the Super Bowl.
I think, again, let's just... this is one of those things where it was like yesterday.
Well, we've been talking about it all day.
No. This is like game day. This is like game day morning. You have game day morning roots. You were on the production staff there.
Of course.
Like, let's ask, like, who needs it more, Belichick or Brady? Who is the one that actually has a legacy play? You know, like, sure. It's just like, let's keep asking the same question, but rephrasing it three, four different ways for 4 hours of the show. Yeah. The Chiefs, in my mind, are still the best team in the AFC. The fact that the defense isn't playing right now, they're only going to get better. It's not going to get worse, barring injury. And that Mahomes is going to make fewer mistakes, and they will keep winning football games. And good luck trying to outscore them when they don't turn the ball over. Good luck with that. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to get a little bit more into the Arizona Cardinals start and what that means. And more of your phone calls at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Injury update still to come in hour three with Joey Bosa. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show, and we'll take your calls in a second. So a phrase that I heard Chris Collinsworth said that Belichick uses on the Sunday night broadcast for players who are really, really good, he calls them a problem. They're a problem. That's what he said. Matt Judon was a problem when he was on the Ravens. So one way that he solved it is...
He signed him.
But a problem. I just like that phrase, a problem. Because it's the highest praise you can get from Belichick, is that you're causing me to have a bad day, make me think, and challenge me to beat you. And it's not insurmountable as well. So, because in the NFL, nothing's a certainty, and obviously a great start does not mean that you're going to the Super Bowl. That said, all that together, the number one problem so far in the NFL, the problem for others, are the Arizona Cardinals. That team appears to be a problem, a big problem. They've got the MVP quarterback who is, that could be his nickname, the problem. He's solving, and you're guessing. And Kyler Murray is a problem when he drops back. Number of times that he evaded the rush from the Rams yesterday. I mean, he didn't get in the end zone. The Rams kept him out of the end zone with his legs, which is the first time he didn't score on the ground this year. He would just absolutely extend plays. And then the problem as well is that DeAndre Hopkins, let's say you're erasing him with Jalen Ramsey or Patrick Peterson, as the Rams and Vikings tried to do and essentially have done. That's A.J. Green now with a chip on his shoulder.
Who looks healthy.
That's Christian Kirk. That's Rondell Moore. That kid from Purdue can play football, man. Mm-hmm. Problems Max Williams, the tight ends are catching footballs now. J.J. Watt is on a defensive line with Chandler Jones. Problems. James Conner and Chase Edmonds at running back. Chase Edmonds is a problem when he comes out of the backfield and when he can run it out of the backfield. And James Conner is now battering ramming people. He had two on the ground. Problems. From the Arizona Cardinals. Especially since in the NFC West, they didn't expect this one. You know, if you asked any of them. Rams, Niners, getting healthy. You got also, clearly, the Seahawks. Big win for them in San Francisco. Problems. Because the Cardinals are 4-0, and they're no fluke. The issue with the Cardinals last year that also appears to be solved this year. It has certainly helped that the Vikings missed a game-winning field goal with the final gun. But the Cardinals last year, anybody will tell you if you watched a lot of Cardinals games last year or you had a bunch of their fantasy players, third and fourth quarter, it would just, the play calling would suddenly get out of sync. Murray would get out of sync. I mean, ever since the Hail Murray beat the Bills, the final games last year, they just couldn't put it together after halftime.
Murray was hurt too last year.
Of course. I understand that. But it just didn't work. It just, whatever worked in the first two-thirds of the season just poof, disappeared. And obviously Murray's health, that will be something you keep an eye on because as much of a problem that he is, he's not your 6'4" guy standing taking hits. I mean, but he doesn't take a lot of hits. Yeah. He is a problem to stop and put down on the ground. He's a problem to defend. And now the weapons around him are problems for everybody. I just want to say, and so far they have been finishing games, and they finished off the Rams fast yesterday.
By running the football.
That thing was done just after halftime. And that loud building, you could hear a bunch of times, like, whose house? And like three people saying, Rams house. Like, it was a totally different vibe in that building. They took the air out of SoFi. That was fast. Now, this is the great thing about the NFC West. Next time Rams see them, they could beat the crap out of them. I think they're just going to be a round robin of crap beating. That's your NFC West this year. And I can't wait. And kudos to the NFL, man, schedule makers. Round robin contest this week. Next week, more round robins. 2 days from now, Rams and Seahawks, who always play incredible football games together. Always. And then, again, I imagine they're not going to put Jimmy G out there this week if he's taking an MRI today on a calf injury that was going into his Achilles. Trey Lance versus Kyler Murray. Something we're going to be seeing for a very long time, twice a year. Oh, man. First career start. Tough defense to go against because that defense is much improved as well. Arizona has been much improved, and Cliff Kingsbury is coaching his head off, and it's all working right now. But this is one of those games, too. San Francisco coming in. Don't want to get too far behind. Already two games back. But the Cardinals are a problem, to say the least. Oh, baby. And how about this? Yeah, I mean, are you going to one and done the quarterback you drafted 10th overall for this guy, Kyler Murray? Remember that question?
Yep.
How's that question look like right now?
It's like MVP.
Oh, boy. He has just been stupendous, getting better every year. And Steve Keim has added more weapons around him. A.J. Green, man. That's A.J. Green. It's not like A.J. Green is like, you know, on his last legs. He's 38. He's trying to get some. No. That's A.J. If A.J. Green shows up like A.J. Green and he's the two and they got a two-headed monster at running back and they got two other wide receivers and Murray's being the problem. Great start for Arizona. Great start.
You want to work on that as a Murray nickname? The
Let's
problem?
Do it. And the diminisher being Derrick Henry.
You got two.
Joey Bosa and injury updates and more of your phone calls. Hour 3 coming up.